I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Philippine military's five-month siege of the southern city of Marawi is over. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
For this city, this particular battle is over. I think some of the rhetoric that has been issued around this, the fact that the defense minister of the Philippines said now terrorism has been defeated, I don't think we can quite go that far. I think we can say this battle has been won. Anybody, I think, who watches the Philippines, who knows the situation in the southern Philippines, knows there's going to be other battles. Thankfully, this one has been won, but it doesn't mean the war is over.
The government is working towards creating an Islamic autonomous region in the south, and it's raising questions about religious freedom, so please pray. And Christmas is on the way, and instead of handing out the usual gifts, have you considered giving to Compassion International's gift catalog? Compassion's Karen Stamen.
Over the summer, I was able to be in Ghana in West Africa, and I met one boy, Noah was his name, who just 6 months ago needed surgery. He would always be very tired. His heart would beat fast. There would be times that he would even pass out.
Noah and his mother discovered he had a heart defect. Without surgery, he would develop fatal heart problems. But through generous gifts to Compassion's gift catalog, Noah was able to get his surgery, and now his mother praises God for her son's life. Would you consider giving to Compassion's gift catalog to help save a child's life? Get the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. And this month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.